Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening, wrapping up our program. We're talking with the head baseball coach of the Roland Story Norsemen. Chris Hill joins us. Chris, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, Quinn, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your team the last couple of weeks, I mean, obviously, I think most people have an idea by now of what your team has been able to accomplish here through the, about two-thirds ways point of the season. But last couple of weeks, last week, you suffered your first loss of the year against Saydell, a game where you guys battled back late, come back in game two and dominate 14-2 to split that doubleheader. And since then, it has just been another long line of wins. You beat Grandview Christian on the 10th, rain-shortened game. You sweep a doubleheader with East Marshall, and then a particularly dominant stretch last week. Two dominant wins over Nevada, two dominant wins over Perry, and a dominant win over South Hamilton as well. And just where your team is right now as we head towards the home stretch of the season, just what have you seen from them? How have they been able to carry that high level of play on a night-in, night-out basis with the type of schedule you put together this year?
Yep, I think keeping a level head has been one of the main things. And continuing to look for progression. That's always our goal, is to continue to get better as the season goes on, and to be ready for July. And I think these guys are they're doing things that are putting themselves in that position.
And looking at some of the guys that have gotten you here and really led the charge, first looking at the offensive end, you got a couple of guys that, three juniors in particular, I think that have been absolutely fantastic throughout much of the year. Chance Georges at that DH spot. At the second half of the season last year, I think we saw what he could be capable of, and it feels like he is absolutely capitalizing off of the potential he showed last year. Aiden Fry in the leadoff spot, you want to talk about a guy that does nothing but get on base, score runs, and take bags. I mean, he's really kind of a perfect player for the type of baseball your team wants to play. And then Jake Knoll has been somebody that has really stepped up and really shown the offense the last couple weeks, especially with getting clean hits, hitting the ball out a couple times. He's been driving in runs all year. So just looking at those three in particular and how they've been able to make your offense go to this point, just what can you say about what they have been able to do game in and game out?
There's been a core, the junior class has been a core group, a good chunk of them since they were in eighth grade. And, you mentioned Chance, he came on, around the Waterloo time last year that we went up to the Waterloo tournament, and, just hit the cover off the ball up there. And he's done nothing but that since then. And that's carried into this year. And, he's been the heart of our order hitter, pretty much almost all year long, and putting up some really good power numbers. You mentioned Jake. Jake is just as steady as it gets. And then Aiden, Aiden is doing some really great things, on the verge of breaking our, school stolen base record. We've got, Chance is a part of you mentioned Jake as well, that's hit a couple home runs. There's some other ones as well. Aiden's got one or two. Cooper Triggs has a few as well, and they're on the verge of breaking our school home run record as well. So it's been great to see. Can't speak enough of those guys that you mentioned, but also just that entire junior class and even the underclassmen that are accommodating with them as well.
And looking at what I think separates your team from almost everybody else in Class 2A has been the pitching staff, not just the top-end talent, the depth of his pitching staff. You've got a number of guys, as I'm looking right now, you've got five pitchers that have an ERA under 3. You got two more with ERAs that are at 4, just a little bit over 4 as well. And guys that consistently get outs, get strikeouts, the opponent's average is, right around 215 for your pitching staff this year. Just with what the pitching staff has brought to the table night in and night out, what can you say about how they have been able to play at such a dominant level throughout much of the year?
Yeah, it's the power of throwing strikes. I mean, that's it, and having stuff that goes with it. But it's limiting walks, and our guys know that. That's one of our staples. It's two or less errors every single game, four or less walks. And I don't know if we're as a staff hitting that mark, but we've got to be pretty close. as far as, you know, you account the walks in with the hits and our whip, we're looking pretty good. And it's a mindset that trickles all the way down. Hey, I went to our JV2 game this morning and watched a group of guys. We had a pitcher that went on the mound and threw five innings and like 49 pitches or something like that, and got through a game. It's an expectation. You throw strikes here, and our guys buy into that. And as you develop, you get older, you tune your craft. We've got guys that are going down to 3Ts and working with those guys as well. And they're turning themselves into some pretty darn good pitchers as they continue to get older. But I'll never shy away from the fact strike one is the most important pitch.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, it really does ramp back up with some good tests to round out the month of June. Tonight at Greene County, another conference game, obviously important in the conference race. At Grayview Christian tomorrow night, that's a makeup of what was supposed to be a doubleheader from earlier this month down at Hoover High School. At Grundy Center, they're ranked in 2A coming up on Thursday. Home versus PCM on Friday, and then you're at the Waterloo Tournament on Saturday. You open up by taking on a defending state champion out of Class 1A in St. Ansgar. And then next week, Gilbert, Newman Catholic, Lennox, all doubleheaders. So looking ahead, looking at the challenges and the quality of opponents here as we get ready, as we get to the end of the regular season, into the postseason. Just what does it say about this team having these caliber of opponents with the postseason coming around and having the challenge of some of these higher level opponents?
Well, they'll be ready for it. We had a little bit of a breather this last week. We were able to rest a few guys at the end of the week, and we're ready to hit the home stretch and the part that challenges you the most. And they were challenged at the beginning of the season as well, going against Martinsdale, Pocahontas. South Hardin has a really quality team with a split with Saydell. I know you listed off some of those teams that we played earlier on, and we got a sweep against West Marshall, which it's been years since we were able to do that. I actually can't tell you the last time we were able to do that. And so I know our guys are looking forward to it. We've got a chance to possibly get conference as well, and a big one goes with that tomorrow. We got Wyatt going tonight against Greene County. I think we're not 100% sure what we're going to do tomorrow, but we've got Reese Blaisdell that's likely going to go against Grandview Christian tomorrow. He's been phenomenal for us on the mound. Whether it starts or whether it's coming in at the end, he's done it all for us so far. He's already set our school record in saves. So looking forward to see what he's going to do in a really meaningful game. And they all are. They're all meaningful. But as you get closer to that postseason, they just mean that much more, especially when you're in conference contention as well. And then we come back Thursday against Grundy Center, another high-ranked 2A team. And we got Gavin Griffith, I believe, that's going to go that one. And then we'll try to close out conference on Friday with Kale and Ryan Kepley. And then we'll see. We're looking forward to Saturday morning too. That's one that's been on our radar for a while, with the schedule we have, and we're excited to go get it. But we've got a lot to take care of before we get there, and we'll see if everything lines up, but we're looking forward to going after it.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week beginning tonight at Greene County.
All right, thank you.
That was Chris Hell, the head baseball coach of the Rolling Story Northsmen, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We'll take you back to regular programming here on 95.7 KQWC.